Chapter 46, The Price of Milk. Sunlight filtered through the mud hut's slatted window, casting thin lines across the wooden table where Marcus sat, shirt unbuttoned, hair damp from the morning's heat. Melissa stood nearby, her collar glinting as she poured coffee from a chipped pot into his mug, her bare skin catching the light. The air carried the faint scent of roasted beans and the ocean beyond. Marcus glanced up, his voice casual but firm.
Add some milk, Mel.
Her jaw tightened, fingers pausing on the pot. She set it down, grabbed a shallow bowl from the shelf, and positioned it on the table. With a sharp breath, she leaned forward, hands moving to her breasts. Milk dripped into the bowl, a slow, steady rhythm, her face a mask of quiet fury. When enough had gathered, she tilted the bowl into his mug, the white swirling into the dark liquid. She slid it across to him, her eyes narrowing as she met his gaze. He lifted the mug, took a sip, and nodded.
Really nice. Tastes good, better than I expected. The Grabesians are onto something with this human milk idea. I can't believe I spent my whole life drinking from animals like cows when this was an option.
Melissa sighed, her voice low and edged.
This isn't right, Marcus. It's exploitation, using me like some dairy pump.
A sharp knock rattled the door before he could reply. Marcus frowned, stood, and crossed the room. He swung it open, and there they were, Tariq, Amina, Arbek, and Zahara, faces set, tension rolling off them like heat from the sand outside. Tariq stepped forward, arms crossed, his voice sharp with disgust.
This has gone too far, Marcus. You can't keep doing this to her.
Arbek's voice followed, rough with anger.
Forcing her to lactate, selling her milk, treating her like some animal, it's sick. We didn't think you'd sink this far, Marcus.
Marcus leaned against the frame, a faint sneer curling his lips.
I saved her, didn't I? She'd have been lost to the Grabesian slave system, sold to some lowlife, probably working a brothel by now, if I hadn't taken her in. You should be thanking me.
Amina shook her head, her tone firm, her eyes blazing.
This isn't saving her, Marcus. You're worse than the locals, turning her into your personal dairy cow for profit. It's vile.
He straightened, hands slipping into his pockets, his voice cold.
She agreed to be my slave, didn't she? That was her choice, not mine. I'm just making the most of it.
Melissa's voice cut through, low but trembling with fury.
I agreed to be your slave to escape the auction, Marcus, not to be humiliated like this.
Marcus turned to her, his chest tightening with a sting of betrayal. Her words cut deeper than he had expected, a bitter reminder of his failure. Over the past weeks, her willingness in their intimate moments had sparked a fragile hope in him. A belief that she was softening, that she might one day return his love, but now that hope had shattered. He had gained nothing from her, no loyalty, no gratitude, not even a hint of the sympathy or the love he had hoped for, despite all the time they had spent together and all the training at the Slave Academy. Here she was, defying him at her first opportunity, her rebellion laid bare before Arbek, Tariq, and Amina. He had never considered them true friends, just shallow acquaintances he cared little about alienating. But Melissa, the only one who truly mattered to him, was watching. He couldn't let his hurt show, not before the others, not with her eyes on him, judging his weakness. A master wouldn't tolerate this, he thought. He buried his pain beneath a mask of authority, determined to appear in control, rather than a broken failure. His jaw clenched as he forced his voice into something sharp and commanding.
Be silent, Melissa. You know better than to speak without permission when free people are talking.
Tariq's eyes narrowed, his voice tight with barely restrained anger.
She agreed to avoid being auctioned off. Not to be exploited like this. You're no better than the slavers she escaped, Marcus. Maybe worse.
Marcus shrugged, his voice steady but laced with arrogance, masking the flicker of fear beneath. He couldn't tell them the truth, that freeing her might lead to her reporting him to the authorities back home, where he would face severe criminal charges for his crimes against her. He really had no other choice than to keep her enslaved to stop that from happening. But he couldn't tell them that. They couldn't know about his fear, lest they threaten to report him to the authorities back home themselves, a move that could ruin his life. The best defense is a good offense, he thought.
I paid dearly for her, and she's mine now. This is none of your business. Stay out of this.
Arbeck blinked, his fists clenching, his voice shaking with rage.
So you're saying you'll keep her enslaved forever? That's your plan? After everything she's been through? After I tried to get her out before?
Marcus met his stare, calm but resolute.
She's mine, Arbeck. Deal with it.
Arbeck's face twisted, his voice dropping low, barely containing his fury.
You're pathetic, keeping her enslaved to satisfy your selfish desires. You're despicable, Marcus, and you disgust me.
He stepped closer, shoulders squared, his body tense with barely restrained violence. Marcus met his stare, his jaw tight, his eyes cold with a resolve he barely felt. The old Marcus would have caved by now, he knew, buckling under their judgment or slipping away, with some excuse. But that would mean showing weakness in front of Melissa, and the thought burned more than their words. He couldn't let her see him falter, not after everything, not after failing to win her loyalty. He had come too far to fall back into his old ways. What would Victor do? Back down to friends turned foes? Hardly. Victor would stand his ground, unyielding, a master in every sense. Marcus squared his shoulders, channeling that iron will, his voice cutting through the tension like a blade.
Keep whining, Arbeck. You couldn't save her then, and you won't now. She's my property, and I'll do whatever I want with her.
Arbeck lunged, his fist slamming into Marcus's jaw with a dull crack that echoed through the room. Marcus stumbled back, the coffee mug slipping from his hand and shattering on the hardwood floor, shards skittering across the kitchen. Neither of them had ever thrown a punch in combat, but Arbeck's towering height and powerful build gave him a clear edge over Marcus. Pain flashed across his face, but before he could recover, Arbeck's next swing caught his cheek, snapping his head to the side. Zahara's voice cut through, sharp and loud.
Arbeck, quit it!
He didn't flinch, winding up for another hit. She fumbled for her phone, dialing fast.
I'm calling the police.
Arbeck's third blow rocked his nose with a sickening crunch, blood trickling down his chin, staining his crisp white shirt. Marcus gasped, clutching his face as he staggered against the counter, his lean frame trembling.
You bastard!
He spat, voice thick with pain and rage, his eyes darting for an escape. But Arbeck was relentless, his bulk filling the space, muscles coiled like a predator. Marcus, desperate, swung a wild fist toward Arbeck's chest, but it lacked force. Arbeck caught his wrist midair, twisting it with a grunt until Marcus yelped, his knees buckling.
You don't get to treat her like this,
Arbeck growled, his voice low and dangerous, his anger ignited by Marcus's cruelty toward Melissa over the past few weeks. He drove his knee into Marcus's stomach, doubling him over with a wheeze, the air rushing out of him in a choked gasp. Marcus crumpled, clutching his gut, but Arbeck wasn't done. He grabbed Marcus by the collar, yanking him upright, and slammed a heavy fist into his ribs, the impact reverberating with a dull thud. Marcus groaned, his legs wobbling, blood now streaming from his nose and a split lip, his face a mess of swelling and red marks. Melissa froze, the bowl still in her hands, her breath catching in her throat. Her heart pounded, a mix of fear and a quiet vindication, a raw surge of seeing, the man who'd kept her enslaved finally facing consequences. Part of her wanted to look away, but she couldn't, her eyes locked on the scene, a flicker of grim satisfaction stirring deep within her chest. Marcus, gasping for air, made one last futile attempt to fight back. He lunged forward, aiming a clumsy punch at Arbeck's jaw, but Arbeck sidestepped easily. He caught Marcus's arm, twisted it behind his back with a sharp jerk, which forced a cry of pain from Marcus's lips.
"Not so tough now, are you?"
Arbeck snarled, shoving Marcus against the wall, pinning him there with a forearm across his throat. Arbeck's fist came down again, this time catching Marcus's temple, dazing him as his head rocked back against the wall with a thud. Blood smeared across his cheek, his eyes glassy and unfocused, his breaths ragged. Arbeck stepped back, letting Marcus slide down the wall to the floor, a crumpled heap of blood and bruises, his once pristine shirt now stained and torn. Arbeck towered over him, chest heaving, his knuckles raw and smeared with Marcus's blood, a storm of fury still simmering in his gaze. Melissa's grip on the bowl tightened, her knuckles white, her breath shallow. She didn't move, didn't speak, but her eyes burned with a quiet intensity. Marcus, the man who'd kept her enslaved for months, was nothing now, just a battered figure on the floor, his power shattered in a matter of moments. For the first time in a long while, she felt a spark of something she thought she'd lost, hope. Tariq grabbed Arbeck's arm, pulling him back.
"Stop it, man. This isn't helping. You're just making it worse."
Amina joined Tariq, her hands on Arbeck's shoulders.
"Enough. Calm down. You're not fixing anything."
Arbeck shook them off, chest heaving, but his fists lowered. He glared at Marcus, now slumped against the wall, wiping blood from his lip.
"Look at you. She's suffering, and you're sipping her like a prize."
Marcus straightened, wincing, his voice hoarse but steady.
"She's mine. You don't get it."
Tariq ran a hand through his hair, pacing.
"We used to. How did it get this far, Marcus? You weren't like this."
Amina nodded, her gaze shifting to Melissa.
"We thought you'd treat her better, not force her into this milking scheme."
Melissa set the bowl down, her voice quiet but firm.
"Better's not in his vocabulary anymore."
Sirens wailed in the distance, growing louder. Two officers pushed through the door, their eyes landing on Arbeck. One squinted, recognition dawning.
"Oh, it's you again, the bribe guy from the visa mess. Hands behind your back."
Arbeck tensed but didn't fight as they cuffed him. Tariq stepped forward, his voice urgent, hands raised in a calming gesture.
"Wait, officers, hold on. This was just a moment's lapse, a flash of temper. Arbeck and Marcus are friends. There's history here. It's about a slave he still cares for. Feelings got the better of him. They can sort this out themselves. No need for this to go further."
The taller officer, a broad man with a scar over his brow, shook his head, his tone flat and unyielding.
"He sought serious, friend or not. Look at him."
He jerked his chin toward Marcus, slumped against the wall, blood streaking his chin, a bruise blooming on his jaw.
"That's not a handshake gone wrong. And this one's on parole. Assault's a clear violation. No wiggle room. Law's the law."
Tariq's jaw tightened, his voice dropping low, insistent.
"Come on, it's not like he planned it. Emotions ran hot, that's all. Marcus will heal, they'll talk it out. You don't need to haul him off for this."
The second officer, shorter and wiry, snapped the cuffs tighter on Arbeck's wrists, his eyes cold.
"Parole means he's already on thin ice. One punch might be hot emotions to you, but it's a crime to us. Injured man, witnesses, there's no talking this away. He's coming with us."
Amina joined Tariq, her hands on his arm, her voice soft but firm.
"Tariq, they're not listening. Let's go with them. Figure it out at the station."
Arbeck's head bowed, his voice a low mutter as the officers tugged him toward the door.
She didn't deserve this.
His shoulders slumped, the fight draining out of him. The officers hauled him out, boots scuffing the floor, the siren's wail swallowing his words. Tariq lingered a moment, his gaze flicking to Arbeck's retreating form, then back to Amina.
Don't worry, man,
he called after him, voice steady with resolve.
I'll get legal help. Sort this out. Hang in there.
He turned, following Amina and the officers into the dusk, leaving the hut behind. Marcus watched them go, rubbing his jaw, blood smearing his cheek. He pressed a hand to his nose, wincing, then turned to Zahara.
I need a doctor,
he said, voice nasal and strained.
Can you watch her while I'm gone?
Zahara's eyes flicked to Melissa, a tight smile curling her lips.
Of course. Take your time getting that fixed. I'll look after her like she's my own slave.
Melissa's gaze hardened, the bowl dripping beside her, as Marcus grabbed his shirt and limped towards the door, leaving her under Zahara's command.